B'ni. Very good. Im aravta l'reyecha togato l'azor kapecha. Nilkash zivim reficha nilkadato b'yim reficha. That's his os. You took an arvus, and after you took the arvus, you took an obligation, and you obligated yourself to something, a second thing, that's a stira to the first thing. So, now that's a bit, that you got a big problem. So what are you supposed to do? Aso zoz b'ni eifo, b'ni vihinotzo, kibotz v'kafre yacho. Okay. So what's this talking about? So if you obligated yourself to something, then afterwards you obligate yourself to something else, and then realize you're in a problem, go beg the guy to forgive him. And spare no effort, and spare no sleep. And he knows he'll get me, I get out of it right away. Okay. So this is all you need the Shlomo's Chochmah to tell you. So, all we're showing him based on the Medrash said it's a Moshe. The Marsha. Simple Marsha. It's talking about what is a Jew's first obligation. When we stood at the bottom of our Sinai. And at the bottom of our Sinai is a Nasev Nishma. We took a first obligation to keep the Torah. And that's the first obligation. When a Jew is born, he's given a neshama, a Jewish neshama, which means he's born with an obligation to keep the Torah. Any obligation he has subsequent to that has to be kofuf and subject to the first obligation of keeping the Torah. And when you find yourself, then you got yourself into an obligation against the Torah. So just as it's relatively obvious to anyone, if I have a shibud, and shibudim, there's a shibud rishon and shibud sheni. Shibud sheni is only chal on the shibud rishon. A Jew has to remember shibud rishon is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Torah. And if you find the Reverend Matzah, Zatzis Yetzirah. The Zatzis Yetzirah tells you, okay, you obligated yourself to do this. Wait one second. It's a Shibud Sheni. You have to do everything in your power to get out of that Shibud Sheni. But you still always remain obligated with Shibud Rishon. It's the first thing. Rashi says. B'ni, Rav Tulech, says Rashi. Acher shenisaseisa ariv l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. After you were ariv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu reyecha. Now, some people, when they come to the Torah, seem to feel like the Torah is a burden on them. And that's why there's a whole big wide world out there. And that whole big wide world is offering all sorts of attractions to you. So, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has imposed this incredibly hard system on you. It says, so that's why we took that Shibud Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a Reya. It's a friend. Dechsev Zedodi v'Zerei. Sinai, Olu Lishma Mitzvah. And you left that, and you obligated yourself. Why doesn't Rashi stop? Until now we've been talking about the problems here. Why is jumped up in courses? Yeah, it's very simple. If a person would focus the fact that the Torah is given by the Melech Malchim Loch Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Reya, then he wouldn't feel conflicted about a second obligation. He wouldn't get into a second obligation. But how does the world work? The world works very, very simply. That people have infinite capacity to justify things with all sorts of machshavos. It begins, you want a certain direction in life. You find the Torah too oppressive, too overbearing. So you come up with all sorts of philosophies. That's up the course. Take a look on the Gra. Interesting Gra here. This has a Gra too. Oh, well. It was based on a Medrash in Tehillim, Kapitel Ches. Gosas, Shnei Mini Arvios, two types. First, you're an Arv Stam, then you're an Arv Kabbalah. Shem neged shnei minei roshei Yisrael. Im ha'arevim la'am. There are two types of people who are arev to Klal Yisrael. And the Gra is telling you a very fundamental idea. People who are roshei Yisrael, people who take a position as authority in Klal Yisrael. So, they take not only that, there's an arvus to the people. There are two types of arvus. There's the arvus of Klal Yisrael or Reiv Mzevosah. Every Jew is responsible for every other Jew. And that is a very deep idea. And I'll put in the ramifications are very serious. For instance, there's a run in Rosh Hashanah. Halacha is called Mechuya Bedova Motzei Acher Midecha Los. If I'm Mechuya in a mitzvah, I can be Motzei somebody else. If I'm not a Mechuya in a mitzvah, I can't be Motzei someone who is a Mechuya in a mitzvah. For instance, I'm a man, I'm Chayev in Shofar. I can be Motzei someone who's Chayev in Shofar. Either a man who's chayef, or a woman who's potter, she wants to get a mitzvah for shos. But a woman who's potter from shofar can't be motzi me. She's not a mechuyev b'dov. Okay, that's halacha number one. Halacha number two, yotze motzi. If I was already yotze the mitzvah, I can be motzi someone who has a mitzvah. So Rishonim asked the Kasha, if I was Yotze Shofar, I'm not a Mechuri B'dover anymore. I was already Yotze Mechor. So if I wanted to Motze somebody else, so how can I do that? I'm an Ein Mechuri B'dover, and he's a Mechuri B'dover. Kasha of Rishonim asked. Rashi, Ran, say very simply. Because it's all the way from Zolza. And the Ran is Masbe. Ran says, part of every mitzvah is not only that I have to keep blow shofar, I have to see if there's another person who I can make sure blow shofar, and he hasn't heard shofar yet, I have an obligation to see that he's Yotze shofar. And my mitzvah shofar is incomplete, because mine I don't see it. So therefore, if there's a person there who needs me to blow shofar for him, and I can blow shofar for him, so at this point my mitzvah shofar is incomplete, because I can help somebody else Yotze shofar. It's an incompletion in my own mitzvah. That's arvus. Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelozeh means I have an obligation not only for my mitzvahs, for other people's mitzvahs as well. Number one. Number two, there's another sense of arvus. What is arvus? It means I take a loan, and the loan goes and becomes an arvus. In case I don't pay my obligation, he has to pay. That's what arvus is all about. Now, the Rosh Hashanah says a Ararev. And there are two types of Rosh Hashanah. He said there are those simply involved Kulo Torah. They paskin Shilas. Means someone calls me up with a Shilas. And I'm very happy when I tell them, can I eat X? Well, I say, yes, you can eat X. So that statement I'm an Ara for. Means if that person, Chas v'Sholom, has to pay a debt for that eating X, he can turn around and tell me, you pay up the debt. It's an Oref. So that the Gros says here. Let's see what the Gros. And he talks about the deep responsibility of what he calls the Rosh Ha'om. Rosh Yisrael, they may rave him on. They're all rave to the city. K'mor shenema va'asimeim b'roshef. Well, it's the Medrash. The Medrash says, the Medrash in the beginning of Devarim says, they take the blame for the people. Va'asimeim b'roshef. V'heim haskenim ha'shoftim k'mor shenema lo yotzu shevim Yehuda. The people who make sure who run Klal Yisrael, shelo yitu v'yad v'chazon b'derech hayosha. See, there are those people whose job in Klal Yisrael is teaching, and they stay within the dalid chalkei shulchan aruch and teaching. And their obligation of our ravis is what? That they have to make sure they teach clearly. People know what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to. They have to see. They don't set themselves up as a mikshim. Tokatu lezor kapechu neged adayanim shem kamo arav kabla. Shemachas atzim v'mukom u'mamish. Now, dayan hichnas is atzim. Sometimes you have a dayan. And what does he do? Say, Reuven, you owe Shimon money. And it's not a good din Torah. He's considered a god of himself. Dine momenes. Zahu. Okay. Okay. He takes the responsibility. That's the first thing. So he's telling us here about different their goals. Deal with Isavaheta. In Isavaheta, you have to make sure you tell a person it's kosher. It's mutter. It's Chil Shabbos. It's not Chil Shabbos. You're an Orev for whatever happens to them as a result of that Avera. Number one. Nerav Kablin, you Dine Mominis, taking money from Reuven, giving it to Shimon, which may be proper or improper, you take full responsibility, and you're considered a Ganev, and you have to pay direct. They can go straight to you to pay. That is the first thing. Second thing says, he says, so what does it mean? B'ni imer rav kul reyecho, kakata lozor kapecho. If you were stupid enough to take responsibility and take a position of responsibility for Klal Yisrael. Understand the full implications of that, that you are an Oreg. A position of leading Klal Yisrael is not a position for ego, not a position for power, a position of great and awesome responsibility. That's the first thing. The Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech is telling you. It is an awesome responsibility and it has to be treated with the full responsibility. One of the things, those who knew Rav Shach, Shach was a man who had great sense of responsibility. I remember I was once talking to him about something. He said, listen, I'm an old man. In a few years, I'm going to have to stand in front of a Kaddish Baruch and give her, and I took responsibility for X, Y, Z. If you want to know what I think about this situation, I think, what am I going to tell a Kaddish Baruch? I took responsibility for something, and this thing happened, and how am I going to answer? There's a man of the most awesome sense of responsibility that I know. He had that sense, I am doing something, I'm leading people in a direction, I take responsibility for the consequences, and I have to answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. That's the first thing. He says, Nokashti Mirei Ficha. Nokadito Mirei Ficha. Lech V'Hisrapes. What does that mean? Once you take responsibility, so you lose any sense of I decide yes. Responsibility means you have to make yourself an askupa and address the threshold people trample on. And the Gemara brings a few Gemaras. All those Gemaras say that you can't tell a person, get lost, I'm dealing with you, etc. No. You have a deep obligation to a tzibur, and that obligation to a tzibur means you are their virtual slave. Case of Tanoim, those being killed for Al Kiddush Hashem. Which, so he said, what did I do that I'm being killed? And did it ever come that an almoner came to you with a shayla, someone came to you with a shayla, and you just didn't want to be bothered by it? Yes. Ross says, that's what it means here. The moment you take that responsible position in Klal Yisrael, A, you're an Arev. B, you're totally meshubit to that and just can't say get lost. The mice of Rav Shimon Gamliel when he was being killed. Rami Ravasi, they were sent to learn, people come with shaylos all the time. Rahav Reyecho, who negin amalam. And that's the person who takes a teaching position. Okay. It means there's the Divrei Torah, just teaching Divrei Torah in general, and the people paskin shaylos. Now, the Gemara then goes on. It says, "Al titen sheni le'enecho snu lafa pecha." And he says there are two types of Talmidei Chachamim who lead the people. Is he, they're Talmud Chacham, a very bucky in Torah. They have no Torah club. They have no understanding of the realities in this world. So, just because a person has a tremendous Havanas HaTorah, it does not automatically make him a Manda Omar in how people should conduct their lives in any practical sense. That's the problem. The second people are the people who, together with the Torah, understand the world. And that, he says, some people understand the world, don't understand Torah. But there are two types of people who understand Torah who should be in positions of leadership. Those who understand the world, and those who don't understand. Those who don't understand the world doesn't mean they're not in position. To be the Malamdim, as he called them, the people who teach Torah, they can teach you everything about Shor Shenafesh Zapara. But when it comes to they have to know the reality of the world. And if you want to be a dayan, just to be able to understand people and situations. Remember once I had a din Torah many years ago. We both used to be in apartments. Then what we did, so I rented an apartment from someone, came a week before the Thman begins, I knock on the door, his wife and kids, they're living there, and life is going normally in the house. I said, here's a contract, I rented this thing. So we went to a din Torah. He told a story that's unbelievable. And it was a very stupid guy in there. And he was the most obvious sheker that I didn't. Okay. In the end, the dying passing against me, passing for him, I had to give him a certain amount of money. As we walked out of the din Torah, the person turns to me and says, you know, I didn't think they were going to believe this story. If I take that money from you, I'm a guy. I said, so let's sit down and figure out what's supposed to happen. He says, when it comes... teaching all sorts of things. And the people involved in real life, have to understand Tiva Shalolam. And if you don't understand Tiva Shalolam, with all the learning in the world, you can't. You're not allowed to be involved. I know my landlord here in Shiva Beis HaTalmud, someone showed up and announced that he's the real owner of the building. That was a ridiculous claim. Yeah. They had all the papers, they had everything. So he said, we'll have to go to the din Torah. So they went to a totally incompetent bez, and some fine Talmid Chacham, but people who are very naive and foolish. And all of a sudden they wake up one day, this guy had a mouthpiece, unbelievable, and he sold them bill of goods that he really owns the building, and all the papers are different. And it took them 10 years to get out of that. Not everyone who has... So the Gros says, just because you're Talmid Chacham, doesn't mean you're allowed to give hadroch either in Dinei Torah or in general in functioning as well. How do Talmid Chacham understand this world? And that is a very serious issue today. Various Talmid Chachamim who are very mufka from the world, all of a sudden they become big Balei Eitz and Balei Ruach HaKodesh. God says not in your Ruach HaKodesh. The Havonas HaTorah for a person who has Havana of this world and can apply Havana Satov to Havana of this world, that straight thinking gives a person Hadroch how to deal in this world. But if just Havana Satov does not automatically mean that you have Havana of this world and be able to know how to deal in this world. And that's a very sense. Is Din Emes La Amito. Okay, now, that's, he knows the Kisvi Miyad. And this idea that this is talking about Talmidei Chachamim, where the Gross says he got it from the Medrash in Tehillim, which the Malbim says also he got it from the Medrash in Tehillim. Medrash in Tehillim, Kapitel Ches, talks about sense of Arvis. And the Arvis of Talmidei Chachamim. Now that Arvis of Talmidei Chachamim is first and foremost what the Gross says. Someone who takes any communal position, a sense of arvus. Anyone who, you see, but there's something else, because every Jew has an arvus to another Jew. Every Jew has an arvus to another Jew. That arvus is a very serious thing. It's not okay, I'm going to be a private citizen. Can't be private. You're not allowed to be a private citizen. Because if I'm in a position to help another Jew, guitar, but Kaisrael Raven Zebazes says, I don't have a choice, it's my obligation. But it's my obligation. Once I do it, the responsibility is a very, very heavy responsibility to do it honestly. Because otherwise, the person who does it and doesn't do it honestly, he gets hit with all the consequences of not taking it seriously. This way, and that's basically a Medrash in Tehillim Kapitel Ches, with the Groch and the Malbim come off. The Chazal are telling us the sense of arvus that a Jew has is very, very serious. And has to be taken very, very seriously. And the Jew doesn't have a responsibility but to be an Arif. And once he is an Arif, he has to understand, you know, an Arif job is to pay. An Arif's job is to pay. So then he has to pay. And that's sin. And his Rashi says, take one, understand the full extent of this. Take a walk in Medrash Tehillim. Okay, may it's Hashem, we know that next week we shall continue.